Have you noticed that when we reach a turning point in life, the thing we most want to do is just skip past that uncomfortable stretch as fast as we can? Reading Chen Haixian's Psychology of Self-Development, this is the part that hit me hardest. He says that every major transition has to pass through three stages: ending, confusion, and rebirth. You can't skip them, and you can't fast forward. Ending is the separation from an old identity, an old system of meaning. It's actually a special form of death. What you lose isn't only a relationship, it's also the version of yourself that lived inside that relationship. So we resist it in three ways: the fantasy of getting it back, idealizing the past, or sinking into grief. But all three of these are, at their core, just a refusal to enter the period of confusion. Confusion is the gap between two selves. What it corresponds to, really, is the depression stage in the five stages of grief. You badly want to get through it quickly, but it's something you simply have to pass through. The part that moved me most is rebirth. Chen Haixian tells the story of Chu Shijian, who later returned to Eilao Mountain to grow oranges. What he reconnected with was exactly the starting point of his youth and his experience in agriculture. He calls this the contingency within necessity. That seemingly accidental opportunity was in fact bound up deeply with the core capabilities of your past. But rebirth has another side, which is starting over from scratch. It's not about rising again from the very place where you fell, but about admitting failure and switching to a different track. That takes even greater courage. So next time you're stuck in confusion, maybe there's no need to rush to escape. It was always part of the road.